Okay, Chevra, I'm not sure about why the setup was arranged over here. It's a little bit hard on the Chevra that are learning, and it's probably harder for you to hear, so we'll see. Maybe next time we could think of a different arrangement. Me, Tom, just try to listen as loudly as you can. It's hard for me to talk louder. I understand that we're going to have every second week a little chug, chassidus. And Rabbi Penadavka wanted that we should learn something that would be by way of a Pesach, Hakdama. Even though just looking around, I know many of you have been learning Svarim HaKadoshim. And if it's something which is too basic, it's too elementary, so we could switch. But there's a sefer that I fell in love with last year. A couple of guys here, we've been learning this also from time to time. I remember when his father's sefer came out, when the Nesiva Shalom came out. That's before you were born. When the Nesiva Shalom came out, you all are familiar with the Nesiva Shalom, right? When the Nesiva Shalom came out from the Shlomo Rebbe Swiss Yelena, Shalom Noach, when it came out, it changed our lives. Until that time, first of all, there were very few American type of guys that were learning Chassidus back then, and whoever was learning Chassidus, like we were going to a Tanya Shir, like there was a Shliach in Queens that would come, you know, from 770. We would drink and have some Zionists and learn a little Chassidus, and it was beautiful. But with the exception of those little moments of Tanya, we were just trying to make our way around, looking into this sefer, that sefer, to grab a little Kedushas Levi, a little Noam Elimelech, to try to figure out something from Basayin or the Marinayim. But we didn't have a sefer that spoke to us as American Bachram, whenever that was, in Tavshin Mem, Tavshin Lamed Hey, I don't remember. It spoke to us directly and clearly, not Torahs on the Parashiyas, and even Tanya. All of you, I'm sure, have learned Tanya or are learning Tanya. Tanya requires itself so many hakdamas to understand really what Tanya is about. But for an American bacher who wanted to taste of the sweetness of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, until the Nesiva Shalom came out, we didn't have anything. And we were looking. We were desperate for somebody who would speak to us at this time, and who understood what we're going through. And then when the Nesiva Shalom came out, we all went crazy. We mamash went crazy. I'm talking about not the one later on Chumash that came out later. There were pages, because there was a slumber that I knew growing up in Queens, and he would sometimes get me a page here and there from the Nesiva Shalom on the Parashiyas. But I'm talking about the first volume that came out, Emunah, Midas, Tshuva, Tefillah, where we began to see what Chassidus is about. Because by learning a Torah in this sefer and that sefer, it's very hard to put it together as a way of life, and to begin to change our lives. So not only did the last Lama Rebbe leave us the Nesiva Shalom, he also left us a very exalted son, who Baruch Hashem is alive and well, in Yerushalayim, who has written also Svarim on Chumash, that we now have quite a few volumes, Darchei Noam, some of you have probably seen. But just a few months before the summer, the Darchei Noam, Nesivis, Drochim, and Ways Navodas Hashem came out, two volumes, which in certain ways brings the Nesiva Shalom up to date and gives us now an opportunity, even with very limited background, an opportunity to enter into the Gan, into the Paradise of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. In the Darchei Noam, Avodas Hashem, at the very, very end of the second volume, so if any of you have it from that one, you could bring it, at the end of the second volume, there's a Maimor on Chassidus. Now the trademark of Slonim, I'm sure many of you know, the trademark of Slonim is Pashtus. Pashtus. No Kabbalah. Poshet, clear, and very practical, down to earth. So, in response to what Rabbi Penner asked of me, we should be able to have a chabura that is learning Hasidus in the way of Hakdamas. I thought this would be the right thing, to learn the Maimar and Hasidus. So let's begin. This is going to be a short chabura, and every second week, a half hour or so, 35 minutes. Let's try to make it strong. For those of you who have the sefer, bring it to Hashem next time. If you don't have the sefer, you should try to get it. It's very, very chashuv. If not, so easy to get it ready. They move very quickly. The name of the first maimer is Rachmana Libaboy. Now, it's important to remind all of you that within the world of the Baal Shem Tov himself, I'm sure you know that there are different mahalchim, even though they all go back to the Makor, to the Baal Shem Tov. But we know even by the Mezid Shem Hagid, when you look at the Talmidim of the Mezid Shem Hagid, between the Rabbi Elimelech and the Chozim of Lublin, and you had the Baal HaTanya and the Kedushas Levi, and so on, the Haflor, the Talmidim from the Mezid Shem Hagid, their Torahs are very, very different. They're very different. The Mahalach of the Mezid Shem Hagid and the Alter Rebbe and the Baal HaTanya, and then when you look at the Chassidus of Slonim, Pshischa, Kotzk, and so on, and then there's Rabbi Nachman's Ayam, an ocean where all the rivers flow into that ocean, and Nachal Neveh Mekor Chachma. And when you look at all of the Torahs, sometimes it's hard to believe that it all comes from the Baal Shem Tov. But the truth is that when you learn it properly, and you realize that it's all from the same place. Just there's a certain mahalach that emphasizes more the way of chachma. There's another mahalach that emphasizes more the way of bina. The sherish is more in bina. There's a sherish in teferes. There's a different sherashim, because everything in this world is built of the 10 spheres. And Teres Chassidus itself also, within Chassidus, there's Chassidus but Teres Chesed and Gvur and so on. In Chassidus as well. Chassidus is a paratzuf, it's a binyan, it's a kaim, it's a world. And every world consists of the 10 spheres. It's not steers. Rachmana Libaboy. Somer l'chanavshi. Derech HaBaal Shem Tov yiderech gevoa ad ma'oid v'amuka mini oimek. The way of the Baal Shem is very, very high. And it's very deep. Arucha mi'eretz midah rechov min hayam, as it says in Pasuk, more expansive than the entire world and wider than the ocean. U'miyovai besoid k'doshim. U'miyovai besoid k'doshim. Who dares to enter into the mystery of the k'doshim that we're going to be learning about, that we're going to be talking about? Omnam miyisoidei chassidus hanoigim l'derech hachayim shel kol yochid hu. However, when one looks at all of the anafim, all of the branches of chassidus, but I just mentioned a few of them, but they all share in common is this. That affects and reaches each and every individual Jew. That one's avodas Hashem should be mitoich chiba, with great affection and great warmth, ve'ahava, and love, and with a great thirst and longing for Hashem. That could be the style of Chabad, it could be the style of Breslov, it could be the style of the Rebbe of Zushi, Kedushas Levi. But they all share this in common, that one cannot go on living his life as a Jew without being on fire. Yiddishkeit has to be with its simon, has to be with a great longing, with a great thirst. Chassidus was not created, was not brought into this world in order to make just tikkunim by inyonim chitzonim about how a person dresses or what his minig is by gebrochs and not gebrochs, or if he dips in the mikveh 4 times or 400 times, or if he wears a skinny gartle or a fat gartle or no gartle at all. These are all taisvus. These are all things that are extra, that are added. Unfortunately, one of the things that we see in Chassidus Bizmanenu is that the Minhagim have become more important than the Torah's Chassidus. In many ways, the Chitzonius, since the world is being brought down by Chitzonius, the Chitzonius has crept into the world of Chassidus as well. This is not a new story. This began in the generation already after the Mizrach Magid, and many people identify Chassidus and Chassidim by what they wear and by certain Minhagim and so on. So all those things are beautiful. But that's not Chassidus Loinoy Adel Sakini on Chitzonim. Chassidus did not come into the world. For that, Hashem didn't have to send such a Nisham like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, so that we should be able to have nice things on our head and to wear shiny black coats. That's not why he sent the Baal Shem Tov into the world. And not even for the purpose of establishing a tzibur of chassidim that would have a new tzibur, a new chabura, a new society of chassidim. Again, which is very important. You know, there's no question that the Baal Shem Tov wanted that there should be a tzibur. He wanted that there should be a chevra. But that's not the ikkar. Again, that has become the ikkar. But that's not the ikkar. Ikkar hadoge shel Torah hachsidus hoya al avoda pnimis. The ikkar, the main emphasis of all branches of chassidus, was this. Avoda pnimis. That one's avodas Hashem, whether it's tikkun hamidus, whether it's learning, whether it's davening, ben om l'chaveiro, that everything should be in such a way of avoda pnimis, with inwardness, with depth, with emotion. La'ira b'Yehudi es atzimon v'hatshuka l'Hashem isbor, to arouse, to awaken within a Jew a thirst and a longing for the Creator. L'shem kach yored ha-Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh l'olam, and because of this, the Baal Shem Tov came in the world. Which we know that in the Chabad Sfarim and other Sfarim, we have a Kabbalah, the Rabbi Pinchas Karitzer, Schusil, and other tzaddikim. When the Baal Shem Tov was sent into the world was sleeping. The world was mamish. It was beyond being asleep, because there are different madregas of sleep. There were different madregas, tardema, there's a hisalfus, there are different levels of being asleep. Sometimes you're asleep, but you can still hear a little bit what's going on. But then there's a level of his alphas, of being mamish, completely oblivious to what you're living in, to being in a state of deep slumber. And that's when the Baal Shem Tov came to the world. The world bechlal was falling asleep. Ubefrat Am Yisrael was falling asleep in Golus. L'shem kach yored ha-Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh l'olam, to wake us up. U'kamei shoma ha-Rav HaKadosh Meinu Rav Avram Mikalis K'shus K'eleinu, who was from the tzaddikim who went to Tveria, was buried in Tveria, from the Talmidei Baal Shem, Rav Avram Kalisker, asher bereishis darko hoyi mitalmida beis medrosho shel ha-Gro Zatzal. Rav Avram Kalisker was a Talmud of the Gro before he came to Chassidus. V'achar kach nosel ha-Magid HaKadosh, before he went to learn by the Mizrach Magid. Vistapeach ladas achasidim. So he joined the chasidim. Rav Avram Kalisker was a goyin oilim. You can imagine, the Gro didn't have open enrollment, you understand. It was very hard to become a Talmud of the Gro. Rav Avram Kalisker, when he came to chasidis, so they asked him, b'sholu oisa, ma matzosa b'chasidim shehischabart aleim. So he was asked, I'm sure, more than once, what did you see? What do you see by the chassidim that you joined, that you left the Gro, and you became connected to chassidus? Veheshev, he said two words from the pasuk. He just said these two words, v'chay b'hem. The Torah says that Hashem Yisrael gave us Torah mitzvahs not just as laws to follow, but v'chay b'hem, but to live, to be alive in them, to be alive. The chayba, it should be your entire life, and every single thing that you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be filled with chiyas. For chayba, chiyas. I mentioned in the past that there's a Messiah in Chabad that the Tzemach Tzedek was in a place where they're misnagdim, and he was asked by by a misnagin. He says, the misnagin is, Rebbe, you put on tefillin and I put on tefillin, you learn Torah and I learn Torah, you daven and I daven. So what's this whole Indian of chassidim and misnagin? And the Tzemach Tzedek said to him, this is what they say, that the Tzemach Tzedek said, you could have two soups with the exact same ingredients. The difference is that this one is hot and the other one is cold. We didn't come to change Yiddishkeit. Didn't come to give a new Torah. Came to take the same Torah, but v'chai b'hem, to warm, to set it on the highest setting, that should be hot. V'chai b'hem. The milim svuros with these two words, higdir es kol derech hachsidus. Rabbi Avraham Kalisk defined the whole derech of chassidus. Shemiyu edes lohavi es adam levechai b'hem. Again, whether it's Breslov or whether it's Chabad, Pshischa, whatever it is, the tachlis of chassidus is v'chai b'hem. V'chai b'hem. L'chiyas d'kedusha. K'yaytzabai hasaba kedisha milachavich v'shas p'tirosa. When the holy Lachavitcher was dying, Hoyu Miloisav Ha'achreinus, the last words of the Lachavitcher before he left the world were Kel Chai Chelkeinu. Kel Chai Chelkeinu. The Baruch Shalom, our chelik, the chelik of Chassidus, of the Talmud Baal Shem, is that the Baruch Shalom is a Kel Chai, a Lebedik God, a living God. Therefore, Chassidus is called Divrei Elokim Chai, a Lebedik God. And Divrei Elokim Chai. God isn't a concept. God is not a thought. God is not something that exists just in a book or in someone's mind. It's a lebedika God. V'chai b'hem. Kel chai chelkeinu. Zui be'etzem tamsis shidas chassidus. Be'etzem, that sums up all of chassidus. Shekol avodas Hashem, haTorah v'haMitzvos, yu melei tshuka v'chiyas d'kedusha. That everything that a Jew does in Torah mitzvahs, everything ben olachaveru, when you say a good morning to another Jew, when you give a shalom aleichem, when you tell a joke, sounds crazy, but we're going to learn. For those who are interested in more of the oimek of this whole inyan of the chiddush chassidus, they're going to be shiurim. I'm going to be starting with Shem next week in the shul. We're working on having a Friday morning chabura that will begin at 6 o'clock with a mavoi to chassidus, but pnimi sugis and chassidus ba'aymek. That'll be 6 in the morning, and then there'll be davening at 7, and then at 8 we'll be learning Eretz Chayfetz teachings of Rav Kook and Eretz Yisrael. So the pnimius of chassidus is whether it's this base medrash or that base medrash. But even when you tell a joke, b'chol drachecha de'ehu, v'atam chayis kulam, means that even in the boom of one Jew to another to make another person laugh, it has to be with what? It has to be gishmak. It has to be hot. It has to be with chayis. Everything with chayis. Everything with chayis. Everything with simcha, lebedik. Everything with chayis. In the Indian, the sugi of tshuva, I mentioned it in shul on Shabbos, maybe tomorrow night I'll talk a little bit about it. Some of the chevra were in shul on Shabbos. I mentioned that it's also by Chabad, as a saying. Everybody knows that different Rosh Hashanah is for Elul, right? Everybody has his favorite. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Any others that you know? What? Anilo. Okay, that was a later development, Avi. Unfortunately, I think the Misnag they made that. But the Elul, Estavavach, Estavav Zerecha, and so on and so forth. There are many, many Rosh Tevis. There's the Rosh Tevis by the Chassidim, that Elul is the Rosh Tevis, Lebedik und weiter Lebedik. Alive. Lebedik, that's the Lamed, and weiter, Vav, Lebedik. Lebedik und weiter Lebedik is the Rosh Tevis Elul. More and more alive, more lively, more simcha, more chiz. Everything. Everything in a person's life, with the children, a husband and wife, it's a terrible shleim. It's a terrible shleim.
But the aside is Leibedik and Vaita Leibedik. Molech Chiyas, to be filled with Chiyas.
Remez L'Dover, Mash'oma Dover HaMelech. The Dover HaMelech, the Pesach says, we daven Dover Chai V'Kai. To say about a person, he's Chai V'Kai. Remez L'Dover, Dover HaMelech said, Shomra Nafshi Ki Chosid Ani. Shomra Nafshi Ki Chosid. So Dover HaMelech described himself as a chosid. Shomra nafshi, guard my soul, ki chosid ani. Very Dovin HaMelech Omar al-Asim between koshim shal shiflis. Now, we all know many hard things that Dovin HaMelech said about himself, not such positive things. He said very bad things about himself. K'moy v'anoichi terlas v'lo ish. He described himself as a worm. Terlas v'lo ish. I'm a worm, not even a human being. That's pretty hard. He said about himself such a thing. Cherpas odom. Disgrace of a human being. Bozui An, the most disgusting of the nation. These are these things that Dovin HaMelech said about himself. It's hard for us to hear such things. Veich korel atzma ki chosid ani. So how did Dovin HaMelech call himself a chosid? A righteous, a chosid? We see throughout Tilim that he's very hard on himself. Shomra nafshi ki chosid ani. Elo. Ki hagdoras chosid ain't a tluya b'maisei ha'odim. Of course, there's the avoid of chassidus. If you want to see the avoid of chassidus, you look in the Mesillas Yesharim, and there you see in Perek Yutes, Chof, those are the prokim of chassidus in the Mesillas Yesharim. What that means, chosid is mischasidim kainai. He goes always above and beyond, lifting the mishus adin. There's an avoid in chassidus in terms of practical life. There's no question. What Dovin HaMelech was talking about here, ain't a tluya b'maisei ha'odim. Dovin HaMelech wasn't talking about this act or that. U'be'ez darga hu oimed, or madrega of chassidus, like in the Mesillas Yesharim, the chassid. He wasn't talking about that. Ela ad kama v'ad heichon megi hatzimon v'hashtekekus shaloi l'elokus. Dovin HaMelech was talking about his longing for God. Now that we see he spoke about all the time. Soma nafshi lelokim lekel chai. Soma lecha nafshi, koma lecha besari. Dovin HaMelech is in time mohus, is a mohus of tzimon, of longing. Longing doesn't mean that I've reached the place that I want to be in. Longing means that I want to get there. It means that I want that. And Dovin HaMelech was a shtik tzimon. His whole metzias was soma lecha nafshi, was a longing for elokus. This midah of tzimaon, of longing, it defined Dovin HaMelech. That's why we could say chai v'kai. Chai. That was the whole mitzias of Dovin HaMelech, was a tzimaon v'lokus. K'moish omar ka'ayel tarog l'afikei mayim k'navshi tarog elech elokim tzomeloch ha'navshi k'omeloch ha'besori. These l'shoinis we don't find anywhere by anybody, only by Dovin HaMelech. These kind of l'shoinis of tzimaon, it's only by Dovin HaMelech. U'mishum kach, and then you see by Dovin HaMelech, and then you see this in the Zohar Kodesh, Lashonis of Tzimon. On every page of the Zohar Kodesh, these the Lashonis of Tzomel Chanavshi, every page of the Zohar, by Rabbi Shimon, Tzimon. But in Tanakh, only Dovin HaMelech. U'mishum kach, Omer Lasma, Yishor Manavshi, Gichosida. Therefore, when he called himself a chassid, he wasn't saying that I reached a madrega, that I'm a madrega of a righteous person, I'm a chassid. Ki chassid ani means that I see my entire existence as one thing. Atzimon lelokus. That's what chassidus is. U'ma'agodul erka shalavoydus Hashem mitoich ahava, and the greatness of the worth, that worth, the greatness of serving Hashem with chias, with ahava, there are many, many Gemaras, but this Gemara is very clear. It's in Hedon Kuvav, Mitzvah, you'll be reaching there soon. Amar Rava, Vashoni de Rav Yehuda, Kulei Tenui Ben Azik. So Rava said that in the years of Rav Yehuda, Kulei Tenui Ben Azik, there was a tremendous, tremendous knowledge of Nezik, and there was big Bekiyas, they were all learning Seder in Nezik. Vanan Kamas Ninan Tuva Be'Uksa. But us now,
we're holding very strongly in Uktzin. Now, Uktzin are the most complicated halachas at the end of Shas. Uktzin very, very hard. So, in other words, he's saying that we've made progress, that our door is already holding in Uktzin. And back in the days of Rav Yehuda, there were Isaac more in the Zikin. So we've gone on to more complicated inyanim and shas and learning. Rav Yehuda kshigil the Mishnah kosher books and Omar Havai is the Rav Shmuel Chazina Hach. And we know that when Rav Yehuda would come to the Mishnah in Uktzin, he would say, "Oh, these are very 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 hard Havayas, like Havayas of Rav and Shmuel, that the Mishnayas are like hard Gemaras, like the hardest Gemaras, because the Mishnayas and Uktzin are so complicated." So Rav was saying we've come to a higher place in our learning. Va'anan, he says, us komasninim beuktzin tlasvi mesivt. We're already learning 13 halchim and drachim and the yeshivas all over. We're learning Uktzin. Hainu. Rav was saying that the koach of Torah has become much, much stronger in our days. Rav Yehuda, stronger than it was in the days of Rav Yehuda. Nevertheless, Chazal tell us that Rav Yehuda shalof misanav osa mitru, that when Rav Yehuda would begin to take off his shoe, his sandal, when he would begin to take his shoe off, it would begin to pour. What does that mean? It means bizman atziyus gishamim, at a time when there was a drought and there was no rain. Kisharav Yehuda rak sholof nala, when Rav Yehuda was just taking off his shoe to begin a tannis, to begin. Kisharav Yehuda rak sholof nala lesanais, when he just began to take off his shoe. Miyad yardu gisham, it would begin to rain. Even though the learning wasn't as teeth, wasn't as sharp. Mitnua kala shel tsar shalom. When Rav Yehuda would express in the simplest way that tsar, the agmas nefesh that he had for the Jewish people who were suffering through a drought, kvar niyah rash b'shamayim, it already caused a whole tumult in shamayim, a tremendous rash b'shamayim. Minis kabla tfiloso, just by unbuckling his shoe. B'bchinas terem yikru v'aniyana, like it says in. Like we say in Naneinu by Atanis, that even before any davening, Hashem already answered. Vanan tzavachinon, and Rava says, but Rava is saying all this. And here, even though we're on a higher level in certain ways in learning, intellectually we've progressed. But us, tzavachinon, v'leika demashka. We're screaming when there's soros, v'leika, and no one's paying attention to us. Chalila, it's like Hashem, no one's listening to us. That's how we feel. Kilo kol tzaka saying the bechinim. Kilo, all of our screaming is for nothing. Umadu, okay. So Rav was trying to understand, why is this? Here we've come along in learning. The learning is better. The learning is deeper. Uvachol zayis, there was a godless to the generation of Rav Yehuda. The terem nikru v'aniyana, that Kivyoch Hashem's ear was glued to that generation more than to ours. With all of the advancements that we've made in our intellectually in our learning, so why is that? So Rava was trying to understand. Maduhuke, why is this? Halekoy Hatorish Lanu Yosef Gadol. Ella. So what Rava came up with was this. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liba Boy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, leave a boy. It's not just about what's up there. Achmona, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, leave a boy. Dechsiv, as it says in Pasuk, V'Hashem Yira Lelevav. Hashem gazes into the heart. Shmuel Hanavi was the smartest person in the world. When he came to the house of Yishai, he thought that it was very obvious to him who was going to be the next king. He never ever imagined that it wasn't any of the sons, even though there were great tzaddikim that were there. Oitshia, Cotton, it was David. David was outside watching the sheep. Yishai was the biggest tzaddik in the world. Chazal say by Yishai, Mamish was pure. The only reason he died is because of the chet of Adam Rishon. And still Yishai didn't know. And Shmuel HaNevi was called by everybody Haroe, right? The one who sees. And Hashem says, Hashem said, you call yourself the Roya. It's Adam Yir Leinai, Hashem Yir Leleva. Hashem is brought sees into the heart. This is, again, whether it's Chabad or whether it's Breslov, whether it's Kotsk, Slonim, whatever it is, Hashem Yir Leleva. We'll be Drosha Saran, just another minute. And in the Drosha Saran, in the sixth Drosha of the Ran, the Gemara is not saying that Talmud Torah is not great. Talmud Torah is connected kulam. Ad she'omru Chazal, till Chazal bino said, Vita Kadosh Baruch Hu avoid the Zorah, the Gilai Reis, turn over the page, the Shvichas Domim, v'loi Vita al Talmud Torah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mevater, he'll look a little bit the other way when it comes to the worst of Averis. But on Talmud, not when it comes to learning, he doesn't look away. If we're not learning, afal pichein, the Ran learns from this Gemara. Roim edivayim shemisha moyse gufa v'nafshel Hashem esbarg v'choshek b'avadoso. That a Jew who gives his guf over and his nefesh to Hashem, v'choshek b'avadoso with rachmana libavoy, with all of his heart, yasig madrega gedola yoyser mimisha yebetachlis achachma. That person will reach a higher madrega even than someone who's betachlis achachma. In other words, a Jew who's betachlis achachma was a genius. But he's missing a heart. A genius in Torah, but missing a heart. The Ran says, will not reach the madrega of a Jew who's moise gufo v'nafshel Hashem is bov v'choshik b'avodosa. Chazin Shaharan, we're not talking here from somebody from our times who said this. This is the Ran. Chazin Shaharan mefarish ma'asher omo kashboruch liba boy lios choshik b'avodosa. A longing for avodas Hashem. Kvisha oyle midvar zehador v'akaveyes ma'ilos odom. That is what is kaveya, the mile of a person, therefore, by the chassidim, even if a person was a genius, but if he was somebody that was cold in his avodas Hashem, he wasn't a davener. So you could have that the Rebbe would put next to him the guy that was a simple Jew, that was a schlepper, but he was a fiery Jew, and the Rebbe would put him next to him, and the Rebbe saw him as a bigger Baal Madrega, even though this is something, obviously, that there are people that they don't like to hear this. This is what the Ran is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's Simon for Elokus, which is in the Kuda HaPnimis of Chassidus, defines who a Jew is. Okay, Bez Hashem will continue with this in 2 weeks. I don't know if you should hold the pages. There's a usual minig that when people hold the pages, they don't come back. Yeah, or someone can hold them, maybe. Or if you have the safer, bring the safer. Bez Hashem will continue. If you wrote it, then keep it.
He said in the email, tomorrow night's from Rav Cook or it's from the HBO.
Tomorrow night's Ish Kardash, Tuesday night's Ish Kardash.
Tom, this is the song. Once you send that email, say it's
from
Rav
Cook. No. Yeah, Ish Kardash. Rav Cook's going to be Monday next week.
Yeah,
lunch.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
Other recording?
Yeah.